Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Minister Sanders. Today is the 15th of March, 2015. I want to talk about the future. Talk about the earth, the future of the earth. But the main thing I'm going to talk about is does Jesus have a future on the earth? Now, the reason I'm going this route is all of the Christian churches, and I use that term loosely because, you know, just because we say we are Christians don't make us Christians. All the churches and all the, well, most of them, there's a one or two out there, probably, you know, it's closer to the truth, but most of the churches teach that, everything is, you know, we live here on earth, we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and what have you, and if we live the life, and then we'll die and we'll go to heaven. Well, that's not our destiny. To be saved, yes, but Jesus Christ, when he comes back the second time, and there's some argument about that, there's churches who are preaching that he will come back in what they call the rapture, and rapture everybody away, the saved people away, and go away into heaven to stay a certain amount of years or what have you, and then come back. But the Bible doesn't back that up. The scriptures say when Jesus come, see, that's it. When he comes, you know, it's not going to be any going back to heaven and stay 5 or 3 years, 7 years, or whatever these people say, and then coming back. When he comes back, that's we call it the rapture, and that's really the wrong thing to call it. I don't know where we get that from, but when Jesus comes back this next time, it is the resurrection. That's what it is. It's the resurrection. Because it says the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then the ones that are alive should be caught up. Now, when the scripture says, he said, we shall be caught up, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. People, that's what I'm saying. People read, but they don't understand. So they say, well, it says, we should love be with the Lord, and we got caught up. It doesn't say anything about him coming, being back in the. This is the rapture. Well, the rapture. I won't say the rapture. The resurrection is the catching up, but not catching away. The dead is going to rise, and the ones that are alive, people that are alive, they're going to be changed. So everybody's going to be changed into the same body. But, see, Jesus Christ is coming back. You have to read the Revelations, the book of Revelations. And, see, Jesus is coming back to rule the world with a rod of iron. And he's come back to rule it 1,000 years. So there's going to be people here on earth. That's, everybody's a, all physical human beings are not going to be dead. Now it's going to be a fight, because you know we are so stupid. I'll put it this way. I don't know what other way to put it. We are so stupid. The people who think they are so smart that they think that you know, science and it's all there is. And if something comes from outer space, this must be something coming to attack the earth. And in a way it is, because when Jesus comes back here, he's coming back to take it back. See, the earth, the world belongs to God, and he sent Jesus Christ back to rule the world for 1,000 years. Now, it's not that you know, God gonna come and catch away the people because he's afraid or something. He can't save them, so he gotta take them all back to heaven because he's afraid of the people here on earth. That's not the case at all. I'll say it once and I'll say it again. When Jesus come back, it's over for mankind, for ruling the earth for the next 1,000 years. And that's when Satan is going to be cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. He's not going to come back. I'm not going to come out and deceive the world like he's doing now. I'm going to read this. I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 20. I'm going to try to read much of this as I can, but I only got a short time here, but I'm going to try to get to the main points here. Chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. It says, and this is John talking. It says, I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, which is talking about the, Satan, the devil. Laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. You see what I'm saying here? And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of men that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received a mark upon their forehead or in their hands. And they lived, this is what I'm trying to get to, they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Verse 5 said, but the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. See, there's two resurrections. First resurrection for the saved or the just, and then the second resurrection of the unjust or the ones that are not saved. Now, verse 6 says, blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death, see, there's another death. See, people were dead. And this second resurrection come up, and they were made alive again. They're not, you know, you're not dead and alive at the same time, and that's a another story. And I got quite a few episodes on that, showing that. And maybe some people who maybe listen to this program for the first time, haven't read it or heard it, you go through some of the archived episodes, and you'll find that, you find the scriptures to it. And then as I go along, all the time I go back and bring that up again, because you can never something that people will be used to saying or believing for a long time, even though we see proof that that was not right. It's hard to get it out of our mind, because we are programmed to believe certain things. Okay. Verse 6 says, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death," yeah, there's another death, "has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. He's going to reign or rule on the earth for 1,000 years. Now, in verse 7 say, "And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth." And it gives the name of these nations. They are probably on the earth now. The names is probably different. We don't exactly know who they are. Some of the commentators have speculated on who they are. But anyway, it says here, they will put the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Now, this is after the 1,000 years are up, and God is letting Satan out, to let him out and to loose up on earth again for a short season. He said, "And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented." Now, the King James Version, and some of these versions, this is how they have it translated: "Shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." But that's not the right, that's not the correct translation. They shall be tormented forever, and that means till they're burned up. They're going to be alive forever. What I'm saying, what I said, alive forever, I don't mean they'll be alive forever, but they shall be burned. The fire shall burn until they are burned up. The everlasting fire, as long as it has something to burn. So you can't, if you light a newspaper, it will burn as long as it lasts. But after that, there's nothing. Now, I've got many scriptures on that to prove what I'm saying. See, the thing is, people have taught this thing that, you know, God has heaven and Satan has hell. Satan's days is numbered. Okay, verse 11 saying, "I saw a great white throne and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there were found no place for them. And I saw the dead. I should skip this, but I'm going to go through it briefly, because this is part of pertaining to what I'm saying, but not all of it. Verse 12 said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Remember, now they was, it says the dead, they wasn't dead then because they was resurrected. And the books were open, and another book were open, which is the book of life. And the dead, which were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Verse 13 says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. Now, when it says that, it says the sea gave up the dead and delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Says death and hell in verse 13 here. Death and hell. Now, this is where we've fallen down on the understanding here. The hell here is the grave or death. It says, you see where it says which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead. It doesn't mean that the people, just say for them, somebody die today and they're not saved. They don't go, I know we've been taught this, they don't go to a hell somewhere and never burn up. You burn because first of all, you're dead. You don't have anything that leave out of your body and go to somewhere to be burned forever and ever, never be burned up. Now, I'm gonna go to the next verse here, and chapter 14. Verse 14. It's saying death and hell. Look at this now. See what I'm saying? Death and hell. That's the grave or whatever. When it pertaining to death, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. It's in other words, the death is final. It's not. Hey, there's nothing there, no life there. Verse 15 saying, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, first of all, I'm just going to go give you some simple scriptures here to show you first about what man is, and do we have what people call a soul. If you go to Genesis 2, now remember, we are people today, and ever since God created man, we are what Adam and Eve was. Now, we go to Genesis 2 and 7. It says, and the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, we have always, we never got, somehow we never got to the fact or understood the fact that God did not breathe a soul into man. He became a living soul. The body became a living soul when he breathed the breath of life into it. I know a lot of people have seen where people have said, well, so-and-so, you know, their heart stopped beating and they were dead for, you know, 5 or 6 minutes or whatever. And they resuscitated him. Read the, you know, they do CPR on him, put breath back in him, try to get his body, his function to function again. This is the same thing God did here. He breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and became a living soul. He didn't breathe a soul into him. He is a soul. That's why God told Adam and Eve, he said that you were created out of the dust of the earth, and in dust shall thou return. So this is showing you here, not many more scriptures, but it proves the same thing. But this is the basic. You know, once you get away from the basics, you get lost. And now the King James Version, this is what I usually read from. Now, there's a lot of more versions out there, but now a lot of people think that the King James Version is the perfect translation, but it's not, because there's a lot of stuff when old King James had this translated, and you know, he had a lot of stuff, false beliefs, and they put it when he had this translated by these people. A lot of this stuff they put in here, it didn't have nothing to do with the original. Now, I'm going to show you in verse 19 of the third chapter of Genesis. I just got through telling you that man became a living soul, right? Okay. In chapter 3 of Genesis, verse 19. Now, this is after the curse. You know, when God had told Adam and Eve, if they eat off the tree, they would surely die. And Satan, well, the serpent, I'll put it that way. And I've got a lot to say about the serpent. And I've got a couple of articles on that, about how the serpent lost his legs. The serpent told Eve that they wouldn't die if they ate off the tree. And Satan have been perpetrated this ever since. That's why people say, well, when a person died, they're not dead. This soul that is inside of them goes somewhere else. That's not what God says. Now, when God, I don't have but a few more minutes here, so I'm gonna skip part of this. But you read chapter 3 of Genesis, and well, read the whole thing. But this is where I'm gonna start right here. In verse 19 of chapter 3, this is after God curse on mankind for eating off the tree. He had put the curse on the serpent, and then said what's going to happen to the woman, and then the man, or whatever. Verse 19 says, in the sweat of thy brow shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and dust shalt thou return. Now, it didn't say anything about you had something, a conscious being, a soul that was going to go somewhere after you die. It says, you come from the dust, and dust shalt thou return, unless God resurrect you or give you life again. But see, Satan told them, or the serpent told them, that they should not surely die. And the people out here, a lot of the religions and psychics and so forth will tell you, oh, you never die. Oh, no. Grandma or somebody is right here with you. You know, they might be standing right behind you. They would've, see that? And I never gave that up. And that was a lie. And this is a lie here. And if you go to Ecclesiastes 9:5, just go to Ecclesiastes 9 and maybe start reading at verse 4-7, and it'll tell you that the dead know not anything. Now, there's some scriptures that people misunderstand. Lazarus and the rich man, which was a parable, because there's two stories about two different men named Lazarus. There was one Lazarus that Jesus raised from the dead. He had been dead 4 days, and when he rose back, when he came back, he didn't say he had been anywhere. He didn't say he had been to heaven. He didn't say he had been to hell. He just was dead, and that was the real thing. In the other case, on the parable about Lazarus in the rich man's bosom, this was just showing a contrast between a saved person and a lost person. And people think that was the actual thing that happened to people when they die. But that is not the case. Now, what did this have to do with what I'm trying to say? Jesus, he inherited the earth. He's the Savior. He's the one gonna give you life. You gotta believe in Him and be baptized, and we are servants of Jesus Christ. Now, we know the Father is above all, but you can't get to the Father without coming to Jesus Christ. And Jesus, he bought us. He bought us with a price. But this is his inheritance. This is another part of his inheritance. This 1,000-year reign, when he's going to come on earth and rule the earth with a rod of iron. So this is his future. At the end of the 1,000 years, and after Satan has been he's going to be cast into the lake of fire, and all the ones that don't, all the ones that's not saved, is cast into the lake of fire. Death and hell is gonna be cast into the lake of fire, and it's gonna be over. It's gonna be over for death and hell. There's not gonna be any more dying. People, you know, there's a lake of fire. There's a lake of fire, but you won't be burning there for all eternity, because it won't be there. You will be burned up. And believe me, that's no consolation. Saying, well, gee, at least I won't be burning all the time. But hey, if you are being cast alive, can you imagine that? You are alive. These people that's done all this stuff, and God, they thought they was like Adolf Hitler and so forth. They committed suicide because they didn't want to. They didn't want to face the stuff that they had done. But they're coming back. God is going, Jesus is going to raise them back up again, and they're going to be judged, and then they're going to be cast alive into the lake of fire. Because you see in Revelations, I don't have time to read all of it. Revelations 19 and 16, and it talks about where Jesus Christ, when he come back, he had the name written King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And this is what he's gonna be when he come back to earth. That's what I'm saying. This is his future. Until everything is fulfilled on that 1,000 years, and there's a lot more to say about that even after 1,000 years are up, but I don't have any more time right now. So anyway, we'll see you next time. God bless.